NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Life will never be the same for 21 families in Texas. Today was supposed to be the last day of school. Instead, it's the start of funeral arrangements for 19 children and two teachers. They were shot to death Tuesday at an elementary school, with the attack lasting almost an hour. A vigil for the 21 victims was held Wednesday night as community members wept and hugged one another while Amazing Grace filled the room. More from Mike Bauer.
Families of the 19 students and two teachers killed in a shooting at a Texas elementary school are planning their goodbyes. They're beginning to make funeral arrangements for their loved ones as harrowing new details of the attack and its aftermath continue to emerge. The tragedy in Uvalde has elicited outrage from families of gun violence victims and officials who say a lack of intervention will only lead to more attacks. I'm Mike Bauer.
In Uvalde, Tom Yama spoke with the gunman's aunt.
She says she has no idea why he targeted this elementary school.
This shouldn't have happened like this, and I'm sorry to all the families. Like, my heart aches. I have babies. My son goes to the same school. Like, my heart hurts for everyone right now.
Schools across the nation are preparing for walkouts. A youth activist group is calling on students to take action at noon Eastern time today. The goal is to pressure lawmakers to enact stricter gun laws. President Biden is touting a new executive order on national police reform.
To address profound fear and trauma, exhaustion, that particularly black Americans have experienced for generations.
The president marked the second anniversary of the death of George Floyd. He was an unarmed black man who died in police custody in Minneapolis. Since Floyd's death, bipartisan efforts to craft national police reform legislation have fallen short in Congress. Vice President Harris said Republicans walked away from the negotiations. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.